Welcome to Hammerdown! The number one sports betting show come out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Dix.
He is Tone Dix.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, sir.
On this show, we talk about sports betting.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We give you all the information that we potentially feel is necessary for you to bring home some winners. Right?
You said it, my friend.
Okay, just want to make sure. Did I say that's Bubba Gumpino?
You got it.
I said I'm Tone Dix.
Atta baby, Tone.
Mitt and Jay in the back.
Hello, Tony.
Hello. Hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. I am. Great show today. MLB. Okay. Fucking NBA play-in games. NHL playoffs. Maybe some footy.
Maybe.
Man, are we still doing that other fucking camera angle, just so I know?
No, it's dead.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do it.
No, it's okay. It's not a very flattering angle for me right now. I mean, we'll work on it. I'll work on myself, too. The more I work on myself, the better that angle's going to get.
Checks out.
How'd you do last night, Paul?
2-3.
Same days. No, I was 3-4.
Yeah, the dogs weren't barking. Bumgarner didn't have it last night. Just kinda,
he only gave up 2.
Yeah, but it should have been a lot more. He was not close.
I know.
He was Colorado. Walking guys. He walked more guys last night than he had in his last 5 starts combined.
Colorado didn't have it.
No.
Mets, eyes on.
Yeah, Mets was good.
San Francisco, always.
Love the
Hey, Giants. Come on in, Nick. Welcome to Hammer Don.
Welcome.
Nicky Skates is joining us early today. I mean, it's playoffs. Let's fucking bring him in.
Listen, tough night last night, but I'm not missing an opportunity to talk to Gabe. Something wrong, cowboy?
I just wish you had a
fucking... Eye me up like I just walked in the saloon and stole your whiskey.
I wish you just had a fucking name tag on that shirt.
Well, it's also Meekum Week here in Indy.
Yeah, I mean, Fast and Furious shirt with that shirt and your hair. You are straight out of the garage, my friend. It is Meekum Week here in Indy. Guys, haven't checked out the Meekum auctions. I wish we could bet on those. That car is going for $87,000.
They should. They should set lines, give us over-unders on the Meekums.
What do you mean? What went wrong last night? Fucking Avalanche dominated. I saw that.
Louis Blues.
Yeah, the Louis Blues let us down.
The coin let us down.
The coin let us down. Is the coin dead?
No, I think we're still above 500, right?
We are not.
We won 2 in a row before that.
It was 8-8. It finished the regular season at 8-8, and we thought we'd start fresh for the playoffs.
So what are we?
So it's officially 0-1 right now.
That's fine. We'll give it the playoffs. We'll see what happens in the playoffs.
All right.
Without further ado, though, fucking lightning rod of a friend of the show here, childhood hero of Bubba Gumpino, adult hero of mine and Nicky Skates, host the greatest, I'll say it, the greatest host on Sports Grid, Gabe Morenci. Welcome back to Hammer Don.
Hey, baby, Gabe. Here you go, Gabe.
Oh, yeah. Great to be with you guys. And listen, I love you all, but I got to say, Nicky Skates is the best fucking handle out there. That's as good as it gets. Nice, I got to love that. I'm assuming Nicky's dirty in the corner, too. Huh? Get the elbow up.
Greasy areas, what's Gabe. On That's the, where I live.
What's on the back of that Grizzlies tarp, Gabe?
Oh, you like that? And yeah, this isn't Memphis. Now, no offense to anyone in Memphis, but fuck you. This is the Vancouver
Sharif
Grizzlies.
Abdur-Rahim.
This is the Vancouver Grizzlies, baby. It's Abdur-Rahim. Abdur-Rahim. So, in other words, I'd get killed wearing this in Tennessee.
And who's wearing
my beautiful jersey? I love it. Got to rep old school here. The real Grizzlies. Give me the Spurs plus the points tomorrow.
Hold on. You're underneath your name, it says Rio host for what was that, Mitt? Put it back up. Mitt, what's a Rio host?
Rio.
I did spell check this and I had to go back and change something and then I definitely messed it up.
You're the river host. You're fucking river host for sports, man.
Are there going to be some big-ass Brazilian booties coming out soon? Is that what's going on here? I didn't know we were talking soccer, man. So I went Brazilian soccer.
Yeah, you're hosting. Here we're hosting
soccer
like in Mike's apartment.
You're hosting Miss Bum Bum. You're hosting Miss Bum Bum from Brazil. Hey, how have you felt so far about the NHL playoffs?
you know what? I've enjoyed watching them. I've hated betting on them. I was listening to you guys open up the show, and I've been riding the dogs as well. And I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm a masochist, but I decided to take a puck and a half with the Blues last night. And I tell you, man, when they tied the game, it's like, you know what? Hockey's not fair. Hockey's like life, right? We see this. You can dominate a team. We see it with Vegas every year in the playoffs. So I said, you know, everybody's on Colorado. Look, last week they were like minus 590, man. All right? So everybody, Colorado this, Colorado that. It was a bad bet. We got punched in the mouth. We're ready to come back and get on the ice again tonight, Coach.
Hey, are you, more importantly, you betting this live line right now for Flames and Canucks, or?
You know what? it's hard not to want to bet the over, isn't it?
Yeah, after last really night, especially.
Let's be real. I mean, if you're the coach, what are you going to say to guys? Hey, make sure you get back on D. It's like, fuck off, Coach, right? I don't want to be here. There's 2 days left. Screw you. But I was thinking, like, Sutter is such a jerk. He probably would be a hard ass still. But I think the Canucks are just out there flying around. So how about an early D-gen play to the over?
Yeah, that's an awesome bet. Hey, we talked about it yesterday. Bruins were dogs for the series after game one. We talked about taking them for the series yesterday. Right now, Pens are dogs in the series, plus 138 to the Islanders. Would you be interested in taking the Pens as a dog for the series? And then how do you see tonight's game going?
No, you know what? I think Boston had a better chance. And I listen, my bet before the series started for the Capitals and the Bruins was to go seven games at plus 200. Because I think it is going to go back and forth. As far as tonight, I don't have confidence in the Pittsburgh Penguins to win this series right now.
What?
Now, I'm going to take them tonight because I'm an idiot and I'm a desperate man and they're a desperate team. But let's be real, guys. You look at the Pittsburgh Penguins. Last year, bounced in the first round by a mediocre Montreal Canadiens team in the hub. 2 years ago in the playoffs, swept by the New York Islanders. They've been bounced in the first round 2 years in a row now. In the first round, they've actually lost. They're 1-10, guys, in their last 11 playoff games. The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, we know
they've lost 10 of their last 11 playoff games, and here I am. Yeah, give me the Penguins tonight. But they need this game this evening. They didn't play poorly. Let's be real. If Yari, you know, Yari made some nice. He made some stops.
Well, I like the soft jab.
But yeah, but let's be real. They beat him high on the glove side. He's got to fix this tonight. But I think he will. I think the Penguins win a close one. And listen, that's the thing with this. Can I say that any of these hockey games are a lock? Five of the seven games have been one goal fucking games. They you know what I mean? You want to kill yourself.
Gabe, were you a goalie? Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah.
So what the fuck's going on with these goalies that can't fucking catch?
I tell you, I had a great glove hand, bro. I fucking snagged everything. Snagged everything. In fact, they told me, stop catching. I'll try to use your pads a little bit. I was also a catcher when I played baseball, too. Nothing but glove, Tone. Nothing but leather, bro.
Gabe, in the same vein, the Minnesota Wild come in and upset Vegas. They're going at it again tonight. Are we jumping back on Vegas now as the home team? They got to win a game here in this series?
You can get the Knights at minus 108 for the series on that one.
This is another one, man, where I don't think people realize that we did. Me and Cam Stewart on Game Time Decisions, we break it down all the time about Vegas never beating Minnesota and Minnesota. You know, Vegas have only beaten Minnesota twice, like all time. They're like 12-2-3 against the Minnesota now. This is a dangerous game. Like some of these other teams, you know, if they lose, you figure, like if the Bruins would have lost, it's like, all right, we're going back home. You know, we could get back on track here. If I'm Vegas, I'm very concerned. But we've seen this last year with Vegas. Vegas, it's like the city itself. You know, the players, it's like going to the tables. They have good luck or bad luck. These guys have scored five or more goals in 20 of their 56 games this year. But we also see they'll get shut out. Remember last year against the Canucks in the playoffs, they couldn't beat Demko, right? But they remain calm. They fought through it. So, yeah, I think it's a bounce-back night tonight, guys. And I hate to be that square and sort of public, but I can't argue it. Vegas need this game. I think they get it. Pittsburgh get it. I'm almost more confident in Pittsburgh just because I do think Minnesota is so dangerous. And we'll get to the next one. I sort of have a different feel about that next game. But I will be taking Vegas and the under tonight. There's no way in hell I'm betting the over that game. You want to talk about good goaltending. We saw great goaltending there.
It was great goaltending last. I just keep coming back to, I can't see Vegas losing to Cam Talbot in a seven-game series. I can't see him holding up over all those games.
Yeah, you know what? They're 21-5, bro, at home, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. This series is going the distance, man. This Vegas are going to get all that they can handle. It was a bad matchup for them. Like, if you were Vegas, you really should have won the division. You look at St. Louis, they're kind of old and slow. They don't have the same, you know, they're spirited. They got that pedigree, but they're not the same team as they were 2 years ago when they won the Cup. Minnesota can fly. This isn't Jacques Lemaire's Minnesota Wild playing the trap from yesteryear. These guys can put the puck in the net.
Gabe, last game of the night, Lightning are -118 at Florida. Tampa's like -300 something for the series. What do you like there? Hold on. We got. Have you ever met or talked to Mr. McAfee?
No, I haven't actually.
There it is. He just joined us in the studio.
Hey, I didn't know this guy existed. You're the fucking man, dude.
I know you exist, Pat. You're the motherfucking man. Kill it. How many million of viewers you got a day?
Like, no, six, we only eight and a half million a month uniques or whatever. But I want to let you know, you should be up there soon. This is my first time getting a chance to watch you operate, pal. Oh, first of all, I go fucking glove side on you 10 times. I just want to let you know that I was listening to that thing. You are awesome, dude. Where are you from?
Well, listen, we break it down. We're on SiriusXM 204. We've been on Sports Grid for the last 6-7 years right now. We were doing the show out of the FanDuel Sportsbook before they shut us down, and they kicked us and all the old men with COVID out of the horse track. So we're waiting for things to reopen right now. But we were actually originally born in Montreal, man. Montreal Expos, Montreal Canadiens.
Man, that is, you're awesome. I have no idea what your betting percentage is, but I'm riding with you everything you say tonight. I'm excited for this. You're the best, dude.
He's taking it.
Let's motherfucking do it, Pat. Let's make some money tonight.
Hey, wee, pal. Wee, up there in Montreal. Do you have to do a little French talk up there as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can. I, you know, if you're a hot chick, I'm like a Dominican baseball player. I speak, they speak English if you're a hot chick. I can speak French if you're a hot chick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it seems like you got it all down, pal. Merci beaucoup for your time here today, dude.
You're the man, Pat.
See you again. Hey, last game of the night, Lightning and Panthers. Lightning are the favorites. They're the favorites in the series. Who you got there?
This is one where, listen, man, I want to be that guy, and oh, I'm taking the underdog, and let's think outside the box. I did in game one. I thought the Florida Panthers could hang with these guys, but let's be real. The Florida Panthers played as good of a game as they possibly can. They played great. They did everything they could do. Tampa, you got guys coming back from, like, hip replacement surgeries and shit, and these guys are scoring two goals. Braden Point's a badass. They're only going to get better as the series goes on. I think this is like a type of series where it's just like Heartbreak City, like every night for the Florida Panthers. Tampa, give me the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, guys.
Gabe, you just ripped my heart out there. I was riding with the underdogs. I was riding with Panthers. I said they were going to win the series in seven, but you're right. They bring back Kucherov like the Winter Soldier. They unfreeze him. He comes out there and just rips them apart. But they're making the goalie change now. Do you think that gives them any life whatsoever going to Driedger and sitting Bob?
No, not really. I really don't think it's going to change all that much. They've got to stay out of the penalty box. We see what Tampa was 3-4
that
on.
That charge was
power
unbelievable.
Play. They're unbelievable. Like I say, it's like hockey's such a reactionary sport. You know, you're chasing a puck around, and I hate that shit. You look back to the good old days, man. You know, my Montreal Canadiens in the 70s that won 6 Cups. The Detroit Red Wings with Yzerman. Puck possession. I saw a stat the other day that Carolina has the puck more than anybody else. You can't get scored on if you have the fucking puck. So I don't understand. I hate this. You fight to get the puck to give it up. Mm-hmm. Well, I got the puck, and now I'm going to dump it in the corner. Let's go chase it and try to see what happens now. It's like, why? We already have the puck. That's what's so cool about Tampa. These guys are like fucking assassins, man. They just set you up. They have set plays. They know where they're all going to be. They don't panic. They're like a golfer that never won that major, but now they got that major out of the way. There's no pressure. There's no pressure on the Lightning. I'm calling it. The Lightning are going to the Cup Finals.
Okay.
Here we go. Yeah, yeah. Carolina, I get it. They're trendy and shit, but give me the Lightning to get back there again.
I was going to ask you before we move to the playing games for NBA, do you like any futures for the NHL? And I assume it's the Lightning.
No, I wasn't really in love with anything, to be honest, just because we don't know who's playing who, right?
Yeah.
It's difficult. They're going to reset everything. Listen, I would discount the Canadian teams, all right, just due to the fact that a team from Canada hasn't won since 1993. Mm-hmm. And secondly, they're not going to have home ice, all right? So they're going to have to be playing on a neutral ice somewhere in a semifinal matchup, which I think is going to be a problem for them. You know, I think ultimately it's Tampa, it's Vegas, and Colorado's to lose here. I really don't know if there's going to be an upset along the way, if there's like that dark horse sleeper, really. I really don't see it.
All right, let's move over to NBA. Play-in starts tonight. Hornets and Pacers is the first game. Wizards and Celtics is the second game. Looks like the Pacers have a bunch of injuries potentially, but there is a boost tonight on FanDuel for the Pacers. I believe it's plus 150 for them to win. They started at minus 140. They're down to minus 126 on the money line. Do you like anything tonight?
Yeah, no offense to our friends at FanDuel. I'm going to need better than plus 150 on that boost with all the injuries. Yeah, listen, guys, we all have a team, right?
Yeah.
We all have a team in every league that just fucks us all the time.
Yep.
You bet on them, they suck.
Yep.
You bet against them, hey, look, they won by 38 tonight, right? The Pacers are that team for me. The Pacers are that team for me. I've given these guys the benefit of the doubt over the years. They're a gutless team, man. Look at last year. They rolled over in the bubble. They got Nate McMillan fired.
Yep.
This year, TJ Warren got surgery because he didn't want to play for the coach. Well, who the fuck do you want to play for? Phil Jackson ain't walking through the door. So, like, nobody's ever happy with the Pacers. There's no team enthusiasm. They're always hurt. Listen, I love Caris LeVert. I'm a big Michigan fan. And,
he's out.
You know, poor Caris can't buy a break.
Yep.
And I don't trust Ball. And I know the Hornets are kind of flaky and stuff. But I got the Hornets when it was three. I sort of assumed that everybody would be out for the Pacers. Sabonis is a badass. But how much can he do? He's beat up. I think the Hornets, and we got it at three, but I'd still take the Hornets now with the 1.5, guys. I think the Hornets get it done tonight.
I liked the Pacers earlier in the week just because of the trends, and they were the hotter team coming into this. But with all these injuries, I'm going to stay away from that. The team that fucks me all the time is the Washington Wizards, and they're in Boston tonight, +2.5. You got any thoughts on that one?
Oh, you're damn right, man. I've been riding the Wizards all year, man. When the Wizards were crap earlier in the year, they would get blown out in the first quarter all the time, man. Like, every game. Mm-hmm. It'd be like 34-9. You know what I mean? It'd be like, give me the Wizards +16.5. Give me the Wizards +14.5. Then they started winning. And listen, I'm one of the few people, I love Russell Westbrook, and I think if you don't like him, you're a dickhead. All right? And, like, what has Russell Westbrook ever done to you besides work his ass off and show up every motherfucking night and play hard? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he doesn't shoot threes. Yeah. I don't know. I don't see Steph Curry shoot threes. I don't see Steph Curry getting 24 rebounds, right? Like, whatever Westbrook does, it's never enough. I'll tell you, man, this at Boston, Stevens might have wished that he took that $70 million from Indiana.
Seriously.
All right? If they don't get in here, he might get fired, actually. If they don't win, if they don't get into playing, if they lose this game and they lose again in two nights and they don't get in, it's over for Stevens there. I'm taking Washington, man. They've been good to me. I get it. You can argue that it's value with Boston and the point spread is so low and all it's the Celtics at home and it's a two-man operation and Beal isn't 100%. I'll tell you what, guys. They played three times this year. Beal averaged 40.7 motherfucking points, all right? He scored 46 once. Don't worry about his hamstring. We know Beal's going off tonight. Give me Bradley Beal over 31.5 points in a player prop. I think Tatum has to go off tonight, and I think he will. His prop is high, but it's high for a reason. It's 32.5. We're going to go over the number there. Quick note about Westbrook. He didn't have a triple-double in any of the three games against, for you triple-double prop players. He didn't have a triple-double against Boston this year. But I'm taking the Wizards, bro, +2.5 tonight. And if I lose, I'm just going to hammer the Wizards in the next play-in game. The Wizards are getting in. They're going to win this game tonight, or they're going to beat the winner of this other scrub fest. that they're playing earlier tonight. So, yeah, give me the Wizards tonight, guys.
I agree with you. And Bradley Beal and Jason Tatum to combine for 65-plus points is juiced to plus 150. I assume you like that
I like that boost. Boost me up like Courtney Love.
Hey, so tomorrow night, the line's 5, Golden State and the Lakers. I assume you have an opinion on that one. I'll let you go.
Yeah, you know what? They'd opened up at 7. We were live on Sunday night on Sports Rage late night, and the number opened up at 7. I thought it was a little too high. It's down to 5. Man, the Warriors don't have size. This is actually, you know what? I'll just be real.
Yep.
This is a spite play. I'm like a lot of people. I don't like LeBron. You know, I got no beef with the Lakers. I don't even consider him a Laker, but I want the Warriors to win, so I'm sort of, give me the points. And I do believe with 5 points that this is one game, guys. It's not a series. It's like the NCAA tournament. It's what I love about this. Steve Kerr is a very good coach. We know, man. 48 minutes. It's one game. Steph Curry can go off. Let's be real. You know who this comes down to? It comes down to Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, yeah.
Can Wiggins step up and deliver in a big game?
Can you give us
27, bro? Can you give us 26? Can you step up and actually earn the fucking money that you make, and instead of just giving us empty calories? Can you put a steak? Where's the beef? Put a steak on the table. I don't know, man. My gut tells me this game comes down to the wire. I think it's high drama. Give me the 5 points.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a spite play for me, too, if I was taking the Warriors. I just don't see who's gonna mark AD. And besides Draymond, like, you can't just throw Draymond at LeBron all night. So
I know. The size is a bitch. I know.
Do you like any have you looked at any series prices for the NBA or any futures on that?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think the Knicks are getting enough love, actually.
Yeah,
I think they're a good basketball team, and the series is essentially a pick-up.
Yeah.
Thibodeau's a great coach. They're actually pretty, they've got some experience. They've got guys that have been around the league for a while. You know, Derrick Rose has been the man. Atlanta are good, but they're kind of flaky. So I think that that's a decent, I think that's a good bet right there with the New York Knicks. It's hard. People just don't trust the Knicks because they've been bad for so long, but they're actually a legitimate basketball team that can crash the boards. And you know what? I think the Portland Trailblazers can knock off the Denver Nuggets.
I'm a little worried about the Blazers' defense, but the Nuggets, after Jamal Murray went out, can't score from the guard position. I kind of agree with you there. The Clippers being minus 430, is that a little too long for you?
Yeah, you're damn right. It's a little high, but you know they're going to win.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. You know they're going to get it done. I don't think Phoenix are getting enough respect. So the winner of this Golden State Laker game is going to get the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the number is what it is. People don't think, like, they look at Phoenix and they lack a size, and people saw AD light them up. So, and I look at this matchup. I still think there's value with Phoenix, man. You're getting a fat number, like 24-1, as far as the futures are concerned. But I'm going to stick to my guns, guys. I got the Clippers playing the Milwaukee Bucks in the finals.
I like that, Gumpy.
Yeah, Gabe, I'm kind of have a feeling the Bucks are going to make a bit of a run here. Do you think the Heat really give them trouble in the first round like a lot of other people do?
No, I think it's payback, my man. I think it's payback from last year. I think Milwaukee are almost happy that they have Miami because their confidence can build. Listen, we've seen Milwaukee, and we've seen these guys ball, man. We saw them beat Brooklyn on the back-to-back nights. We've seen them step up in some other big games. I really like bringing in PJ Tucker. I really like Holiday. They're a lot tougher than they were before. They're a little soft in the past. They're actually just like, they're like street tougher. Giannis has got a chip on his shoulder. They don't have that same pressure. This comes down to Budenholzer, though, right?
Yeah.
This guy gets out coached all the time. Every series, he always gets out coached all the time with the adjustments. Spoelstra and, you know, handed his ass to him on a platter last year. But remember last year, Giannis got hurt.
Yep.
There were like riots in Milwaukee or in Wisconsin and the social unrest and everything. I think the Bucks are in a better place right now. And I think they beat the Heat kind of easily, you know, like 5-6 type of thing.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. Hey, before we let you out of here, anything that you like on the diamond tonight?
You know, I've been so focused in, and you know, yeah, I started off the day yesterday with you guys. I was on San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
I was on the White Sox. And how about the White Sox against Southpaws, guys?
I think now, what is it? 24-2, 25-2,
23-2.
Dinger on that beach ball,
man. And you know what? Night last night, I saw Pilar get hit in the face, too.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball. So, you know, the other team that fucks me all the time, God, I hate you with a passion.
The Nationals.
The Atlanta Braves.
Ah, fuck.
God, the Braves. The Braves. So do I take them tonight? No. You know, I'm taking tonight. Give me the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, Ryu. I think Ryu's on the mound tonight.
Yeah, give me Ryu and the Toronto Blue Jays tonight, guys. -130.
You're not on the Giants again? I put you on a spot there when I shouldn't have, but.
No, I don't like it at +100. What did we get yesterday? +118?
Yes.
No. And plus, I got to be honest, my biggest bet's on this Hornets game, so they better win. Okay. Otherwise, I won't have any money for baseball betting later tonight.
Gabe, we can't thank you enough for joining us. Catch him on Sirius on Sports Grid. Once again, can't thank you enough. Come back.
You're going to join us tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
We got to get Gump on. We got to get the whole crew on, man. So let's do it tomorrow. Check out Game Time Decisions. We're going to have the boys on, and we'll definitely do it later in the week. Let's break down some NHL hockey.
Hey, thanks, Gabe. Good luck tonight.
Hey, may the winners be yours.
May the winners be yours,
thank
my
you,
friend.
Thank you, Gabe.
And also with you. Peace be with you.
Legend,
dude. I fucking love that guy. All right.
Absolute firecracker.
Lots to digest there. Did you agree with NHL, Nick?
Yeah, he put me in a pretzel there with the Florida-Tampa thing. But the good news for that is, Tone, we got a coin.
Oh.
We got a coin that makes that decision for us, so we don't have to.
Yep. What's the coin game of the night?
Coin game of the night is the Tampa Bay Lightning.
All right, for the honorable coin!
The Florida Panthers. Tampa Bay on the road, -116 at Florida, -102. Tampa Bay will be heads, Florida will be tails, and the flip.
Gumpy, who do you want?
Florida.
It's tails. Florida. Florida Panthers.
The coin has spoken.
I do like the Lightning, though.
I do too, but a goalie change. Bobrovsky, he played well in that game, but he hasn't been like their guy all year.
The coin has spoken. Florida Panthers.
Now it's final.
Even money. Fucking Bob's out in that, dude.
Yeah, man,
I don't trust Bob in the playoffs.
After watching the Lightning the other
Who's
night.
Who's going in, Luongo?
Lightning are fucking running it back, dude. I mean,
you can't say that after what you just said.
It's going to be a close series, but I just feel like they look fucking healthy, dude, which nobody thought they were.
People are pissed about Kucherov.
What's up, dude?
What is that? What are you doing?
Fucking.
Is that his glove hand?
Get out. Get
I'm
out.
Leaving if this guy's coming on the road.
Get out.
Well.
Oh, playoffs. I'm back.
How we
fucking
doing?
Playoffs.
Most foxy.
I love LaMelo.
NBA matters again, baby. Let's go.
Nick, don't leave. Right. Yeah, we have NHL calls. What do you want, dude?
I got a pick for tonight. It's been a while. I haven't been on the show. The last,
yeah, we banned.
I'm gonna say
you.
Like month and a half, 2 months of the NBA.
You're banned.
Pretty much stunk. I'm not banned. Fade Foxy is back, and we got two games tonight.
We do have two games tonight. You can't take both, dude.
I'm not taking both. You know I only take one bet on my picks.
Okay, Hornets Pacers.
Hornets Pacers.
Wiz Celtics.
Yes, sir. I was looking at these games.
They're both on TV.
I'll tell you what, these games kind of stink.
Well, okay. That's why they're playing.
Hey, these games, I mean, Pacers, Hornets, I never would have guessed that those teams were in a playoff game, but here we are. There's a 0% chance I'm taking that game.
Okay.
So then you look at the Wizards and Celtics.
Yeah, buddy.
And you go, hey, not a bad game. Connor loves the Celtics. Other side, you got Russell Westbrook. And then I started to think.
Bradley Beal, dude.
I don't think I'm going to take that game either, boys.
Hold on. No, you're not.
And with that being said, I wore this yellow shirt for a reason today.
Uh-oh.
The last 2 days, all I've heard is about Sidney Crosby, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and how they're going to win the Stanley Cup. They had a very disappointing game one, and that only means one thing. That means game two, they come back. The goalie finds his way, and Sidney Crosby, the captain, the greatest of all time, according to Pat McAfee, he wins tonight, and that is my lock of the night. The Pittsburgh Penguins money line. Hell, you might as well take them -1.5 at +202. There's no chance.
Oh, no.
0% chance. Yeah, the Penguins lose tonight.
What's this all about? What did you say the other day? I don't believe in jinxes, but what did you say the other day?
What'd I say?
I can't believe I get to be in the places that I get to be in. Do you remember saying that?
I did.
He was sitting at the table.
And this is how you...
He was sitting at the table with some people he should not be sitting at the table.
I met some people I should not have met.
He was hearing conversations that he should not have been privy to. And what does he do to repay that whole situation?
Oh, no.
Comes out and spits on literally the only thing in the sports world team-wise that I love. Like, I don't believe in hex. I don't believe in any of these jinxes or hexes.
Right. I don't either. Of course not.
But there's no reason for you to fucking even dance with that thing right now. Why is he doing this? Is this your fault, Nick?
Why are you the way that you are?
Why are you
I mean, I've been listening to you for the last 48 hours. Talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, I'm a fan. That's all you've heard.
Talk about the Stanley Cup. Talk about Sidney Crosby.
This is because your Red Wings stink.
And they're not in
the tournament.
And you
want to take it out on a real hockey.
Get on.
And
get
that is why I'm taking
get
the Pens.
You're banned.
Do you think they're going to win tonight?
You're banned. You're banned.
Just because the Red Wings, okay, can't make it into the fucking dance doesn't mean you need to waltz your ass over to the Pittsburgh Penguins like you did to the Steelers.
Put a puck right in his teeth, dude.
We led off the Pat McAfee show today by you saying basically hockey stinks and no one cares about hockey.
What?
The last time people cared about hockey was when the Detroit Red Wings
are
running through the NHL. And so that's what they're doing now. They're preparing. They're tanking. They're getting all their picks. They're getting their players. They're getting their Scots. And they're going to bring hockey back.
Pat, wait. Got a boost for you. Sidney Crosby to score a goal and Penguins to win +3.
I already put it out. Oh, yeah. I already hammered it. And after hammering that.
Shut up.
This guy comes in here and does what he did. Now, I don't believe in it. I bet alongside you for a long time because I didn't believe in your curse.
Thank you.
I lost multiple tens of thousands of dollars because of that. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
But there's no reason for you to touch this one. You know how much this one means to me. I mean, fuck them. Even if you want to screw them over, you know how much this means to me.
He did this to me in football season.
I was just saying, now you know how we feel.
Here we go.
That's not how.
Penguins. Here we go.
That's not the chance.
Penguins going to the Stanley Cup.
Get out.
Here we go.
That's not how chant goes, dudes. Let's
God go. Damn it.
Let's go, Pens. Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, no. We have a casualty. Oh, no.
Mitt, I'm going to need you to zoom in on that. I'm gonna need you to lower the camera.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Take your Mickey Mouse plate and get out.
Mick, get rid of the money.
Kindly leave.
Other camera.
Now scroll down. Other zoom camera. Down, Mick.
Other camera.
I'm so confused.
Other camera.
I'm so confused.
Straight down that one.
Why'd you do that?
Mitt, with the Nick and Gumpy camera, will you zoom in on the ground, please?
What happened? What, I
thank
just
you.
Left.
He happened.
Nick spiked that plant.
I can't have it, Pat. I only care about a few things in this world, you know that, and hockey is one of them. The Pittsburgh Penguins are right at the top of that goddamn list, and he's pissing all over them right now.
I mean, fair. I mean, this is going to take a while to clean up. There's shrouds everywhere.
Shrap metal, dude.
Yeah.
Shrap metal.
Hey,
dude.
Thanks, Fox. Yeah, I have to pick that up now.
Yeah. Well, I'll believe it. Where was that?
What's
Connor's,
going on, though?
Connor's playing. It was on his...
So listen, Foxy.
What?
You fuck over his life.
Yeah.
Is what you did?
He said
fuck over Connor's life. This is a trend now.
Do we not think that the Pens are going to win tonight? That's all they got to do.
We do.
We did.
That's all we got to do. We got to get a goalie in that that's not Swiss cheese, and we're all happy at the end of the day.
What happened? Like,
it's lucky.
Is this immediately after I left?
Yeah. Fuck, it's lucky. Yeah.
You're lucky you weren't here, dude. You would have caught one in the neck, probably.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't risk.
But who has a cactus?
Connor. Oh, I would love to get Connor's thoughts on this plant being fucking broken. Luckily, the styrofoam is
still good. Get the succulent out of my sight.
The death of succulent is not on me.
Fox, you fucking go to hell, dude!
Oh, you want to go to hell?
Oh, you're a stupid fucking Patriot!
And I'm taking the Panthers!
And I'm taking the
Panthers!
You just got the glove! You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch!
Alright, good scrap, boys, good scrap. Fucking stick tap.
Goddamn socially distant content. What are you guys doing? What was this? We lost the thing.
Oh no, the
Iowa. You too fucking cool with that.
The Iowa.
Fight him.
No.
The Hawkeye popcorn's on the
ground. Go to hell then.
Get the hell out of here.
Screw
Get
you.
Get out.
What are you doing?
The Hawkeye popcorn's done.
Just ready for
and
war.
I'm taking whoever's playing the Penguins because he's destroying the Steelers and the Penguins for you two clowns.
You guys need to figure it out. You hear me?
What are you still doing in here? You made your pick. Get out.
Fade Foxy.
Are you all right? Good scrap. Hey, good scrap.
I'm good.
Fucking, I stick tapped you.
No, I'm physically fine, mentally destroyed.
Had
guys ruined everything.
Call the money line 1-833-462-2333.
Some people need to learn how to handle their emotions a little better.
Troy from PA, what do you got? Troy?
You.
Troy, what's
Hammer
up, man?
Time.
Hammer down, what do you got,
Hammer
man?
Time.
What's up,
First
dude?
Off, I want to get some flowers off to the boys. I know I'm a few weeks removed, but March Madness, the bearded wonder, this fucking Canadian sensation just killed it for me. Killed it for me, and on the diamond every day, consistent winners. I was going to call in about some NHL, but you guys seem to be in some fucking fist fights over there about that,
yeah,
so I'm going to leave
up
that
the
alone.
NHL, dude. Don't bring up the
I got
NHL.
Some NBA games tonight I like. I think the puppies are going to be barking. I'm taking Charlotte, Wizards, money line. Puppies are going to be barking, and I got a future, you know, I'm a big Sixers fan here in, you know, Reading, Pennsylvania. I feel like they're not getting
Shout
enough respect, Joel Embiid.
Shout out.
Joel Embiid should be the MVP, but, you know, injuries, whatever, whatever.
Hey, is that, is Reading, PA, is that where they make the VersaLock pipe grippers?
It's gritty there.
I'm not sure, but it's kind of near Philly, but I don't really know about the industry part of, you know, Reading.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Go.
Train tracks.
Hey,
shit.
Shout out you, Troy, and shout out your hype man in the back. I enjoyed him, too. You all right?
I'm good. He's clanging things around over here. I mean,
he's caught in the middle of the scuffle.
Things were good.
They were, you know. Gabe came on. It was great.
Boxy to ruin everything.
Should have seen that one coming. Hindsight.
Yeah, I knew it was coming as soon as he skipped out on both NBA games. Huh?
Push the number. Pat's answering phones.
Push the number? What does that mean?
The money line.
Call the money line.
Oh.
1-833-462-2333.
Well, I got to get through these calls because they're fucking full. Call exactly. The money line. 1-833-462-2333. Pat's answering calls. Chris from Indianapolis, what do you got?
What is going on, Hammer Down Boy?
Hammer Down, what are you doing?
Nothing much. Watching you guys, I saw a little fist fight going on earlier, man. What's going on over there?
We'll be all right. What do you got for tonight?
Before, I got some player performance locks for tonight, but before I get into that, just want to give a big shout out to the Mr. Sneaker PMI King Gump.
That's not true, Chris. That's not true.
The Sean Weatherspoons and
he said Gump.
Jordan 1 Shadows. I'm a big sneakerhead myself, so big shout out to Gump.
Shout out, Gump.
So for the lock, for the player performance doubles that I have, it's a three-leg parlay. So what I got is Bradley Beal, 35-plus points in Washington to win.
Okay.
John Morant, 20-plus points, Memphis to win.
Okay. That's tomorrow.
And Anthony Davis, double-double, Lakers to win. 10 to win 530.
Woo!
Let's get this money.
Let's get this money, dude.
Get your money. Get your bread up.
Get your money. Get your bread up.
I'm worried about Bradley Beal. Injury tonight, but a lot of people aren't. So,
hey, Gabe says, "Fucking forget about it."
Joe from Denver, what do you got?
What's going on, boys? How we doing?
What's up,
Joe?
Dude?
I'm doing well. I'm out here in Denver. I'm getting a little bit upset about the lack of respect for the Denver Nuggets and the MVP, Nikola Jokic. On FanDuel, we're 9th in the odd favorites to win the championship.
Yeah, should be happy about that.
Put the house on that. And then go ahead and take us to beat the Blazers again like we did last year.
Okay.
Make it back to the Western Conference Finals and get ourselves a championship. Bring it to Denver. Aaron Rodgers is coming too.
You're not worried about Jamal Murray?
Why would I be? We're 9-1, our first 10 games without him, and then we started throwing games. We were trying to lock down the 5 seed. Clippers managed to throw it, or the 4 seed.
Okay.
But without Jamal Murray, we got Paco Campazzo.
Okay.
Good luck, dude.
Yeah, he's scared.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck out there.
Good luck.
Yeah, that dude's going to end up losing his house.
Mateo from the Mistake by the Lake, what do you got?
Hey, don't be disrespecting Cleveland like that, please.
Oh, shit. My bad. It didn't say Cleveland on the thing. It said Mistake by the Lake. That's on me. I didn't know what city.
No,
I didn't know what city that was. What?
We're better than the Steelers this year, so.
All right, get to it. Keep that in mind. What do you got?
Hey, so every time that Gump forgets to send out his picks, I go on that sports betting action app, and I see what picks he has. Why don't you use that app, Gump, or not Gump, Tone?
He does.
Does, but they don't give us any. We're with FanDuel.
Yeah.
We're with FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, typical Cleveland call.
Unbelievable.
I mean, Mateo. I tweet my picks out every damn day, my friend.
I am on it, but.
Next caller, 1-833-462-2333. Call the money line.
Andy from Virginia, what do you got?
Good day, boys. Hammer
Good day to
Don.
You, sir.
Don.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
I'm talking about the piping hot, smoking hot, white hot Chicago White Sox and all these big clobbering numbers they're putting up. I'm just wondering, should I start hammering, laying the 1.5 down every game? Because it seems like a lot of the games that they win by at least 2 runs or more. So, especially when Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert come back, I feel like they're just going to be absolutely astronomical with the offense they're going
to
put up.
Thank you, Andy. The thing with the White Sox is you don't have to lay that 1.5 yet.
No, they're not. They're not overpriced still, like the Padres or the the Dodgers.
They probably should be.
And let's see the White Sox play outside of their division. I mean, they've been playing the Royals and the Twins. I love the White Sox.
I'm taking them tonight. Chicago White Sox -114 first 5 money line versus Minnesota.
So
you're gonna give me Lance Lynn and the better hitting team?
People are jumping on the White Sox. So the White Sox this morning, 7 a.m., +0.5, first 5, -160. Tony got them White Sox, first 5 money line, -114. White Sox now are money line, first 5, -148.
Woo! You could jump on these lines.
Get it while you can, my friends.
But I do like Lance Lynn.
Yeah, I mean,
I do like the White Sox tonight against fucking Bobby Odenkirk.
Absolutely.
He's on the mound, I think, for our team.
That's Pineda.
For the Twins. No,
they changed it?
There must have been a switch.
Oh, is that why the line
maybe
went
that's
so
why,
bad?
But there it was going that way, and it's listed as B. Ober right now.
Saul Goodman's on the mound.
Bob Odenkirk's on the mound.
Fucking Pineda was good,
Mr. too. Nobody.
Mr. Peabody?
Aaron from Florida, what do you got? Aaron? Aaron! Sorry, can't do it, Aaron. Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How's Pat doing and answering the phones back here?
It's doing good. I'm liking Miles Bridges' money line.
Okay, right. Straight to it. I love it. Right. What do you got? Miles Bridges' money line?
Oh.
Did he just die?
That was super weird.
What did he say?
That was our first death.
He actually pulled the chip out of the phone and stepped on it.
What did he say? What was his pick?
We just had our first death on Hammer
He down. Just said Grizzlies' money line and threw his phone in the bath.
Miles Bridges' money line, which I'm not even sure how a player can have a money.
That must have been inside info.
Pat, what did...
Because of the urgency he destroyed that phone with.
I think he did want to say
Miles Bridges.
Bridges over.
Miles Bridges. It's good. Justin from Ontario, Canada.
Oh, let's go, Justin.
Oh, you got a
boys,
teaser.
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
You got an NBA teaser, which I hate, but go ahead.
See, you ate a wall. I usually just stay mid. I haven't heard his picks yet. So, I got Charlotte Hornets +6.5, Wiz +7.5. Easy double up on your money there.
That is really weird. Thanks, I'm on Justin. Those exact same games.
Oh
yeah, but did you tease him it?
No, I didn't tease him. I'm not a child.
I don't like the NBA teases.
Do not. It's not enough points. Go at teasers, Mitt.
I love teasers, just not in the NBA.
I'm sorry. 7 points in the NBA is not the same as the NFL. I can't throw a teaser in this sport. Bad.
You're so cool, Mitt.
That's an answering machine back there. We got fucking calls rolling in. 833-462-2333. Excuse me. Fucking been ripping darts lately. Been fucking. Go ahead, Roscoe from Virginia.
Hey, hammer down, boys. Hammer, how we doing?
Hammer down.
Hey, so I got some player props today for the Pacers-Hornets game, and it's pretty simple. We're going to take LaMelo Ball and Sabonis over on both rebounds and assists. It's plus 986.
I got no issue with that, Roscoe. R-O-S-C-O-E-O-E-O-M-I-O-E. I may have forgot the words to that song.
Yeah, but like we talked about earlier Roscoe on Pat's show, Dash. Some people are lyricists, some people just like the sound of the noise of the voice. That's clearly where you fall in.
That was, yeah. That's how I felt with that one. Will from Mississippi.
What's up?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S. Yep, nailed it. Will, what do you got?
Dude, I think LaMelo Ball is going to have fucking 35 assists tonight. Miles Bridges is going to have about 17 Wimo dunks. Okay. I think Hornets dominate.
All right.
Thanks, Will. Will, we can't.
What kind of numbers are we getting on that?
Good for the Pacers.
Well, I mean, if Will, if we could get an over-under on LaMelo Ball, 34 assists.
How many windmill dunks?
17 windmill dunks.
That'd be sweet.
FanDuel, if we can get a line on windmill dunks. We can
fucking player performance double, 35 assists, and 17 windmill dunks.
Sounds like a winner.
Pretty good odds.
Checks out.
Is anyone answering the phones anymore, Mitt?
No, no one is answering the
phones
anymore.
That's a good thing, actually. Cause,
it's a good run.
We got one last call. Joey from Jersey. Joey, what do you got?
Let's make it good, Joey.
Wow, honored to be the last call, boys. Hammer down.
Hammer down.
So I hit my best dinger parlay of all time this year.
Shortstop?
On Saturday.
Okay. Let's go.
And I might have another good dinger parlay for tonight.
Let's go, dude.
I'm all ears.
So I just had to give you the odds on the other one. I hit a plus 14,300 on Saturday.
It's print money.
And I'm about all these low risk, high rewards. So tonight, fucking I think my guys do. I have JT Realmuto and Hoskins are both sitting on 100 home runs right now.
Oh, really?
I have Hoskins hit one out.
Okay.
Tonight, I also have Chris Bryant going against Corbin. Corbin has let up 10 dingers this season.
Yep.
And I also have Moncada. You can get that at plus 11,360. I got five on that to win 567.
Hey, easy money. Question for you. So you said Reese Hoskins and Chris Bryant and Moncada. Did you just throw JT Realmuto? Is he in your parlay, or just wanted to mention that?
Well,
he had 100 dingers?
I might dip him in another one. To be honest, I've been doing recently is just going up and just seeing what everybody's stats are against the pitchers they're going against,
and
who's really due and who's hot. Judge has been.
Joey, I'll be honest. I did not mean to hit the button. Sometimes
it's unbelievable.
Guy was on a fucking
sometimes
run,
the
dude.
Trigger finger just fucking slips. That's why you good trigger safety.
Good job, John.
That's on cowboy. You are
fuck. Good run.
All right, let's get into a little bit of baseball tonight. Since we're deep into the show, we'll just go through what we have tonight. How about that, Gumby?
Go on, lad.
I got the Giants plus a half. They were minus 132. When I took it, I don't know where it's at right now. De Sclafani versus Castillo. Castillo is fucking stunk. There's no reason it doesn't. Nothing in his stats show that he's going to bounce back. You can get the Giants plus 106 right now or minus 138. So it hasn't moved that much. I'm taking the Giants first five.
Yes, sir.
You on that one as well?
Yeah, I'm on that as well, Tony.
Same reason?
Yeah. I mean, Castillo, people think he's going to figure it out, but I see no reason to think he will at this point in time.
I'm on the White Sox minus 114 first five for the reasons that we talked about with our caller. And then the last one I have in the night, Brewers and KC under 3.5.
Ooh.
Plus 100. Woodruff is potentially in the Cy Young combo. Neither the Brewers nor KC can hit as of late. And then fucking Bubik has gone five in the last two starts and given up zero. So 10 innings total, zero in runs. I like the under 3.5 in that game. What
Fair
do you
play.
Like in the baseball diamond?
So
today?
I'm on the Giants with you, plus yep. a half. I got the White Sox, took them first five plus a half. I would take them first five money line.
Okay.
I wanted to take the Nationals if they were getting plus a half.
I
with
hate Cor- that fucking team, dude.
I know. Corbin's been good his last three, but Davies, his last three, has been good. So I'm going to stay away from
fucking
it.
Fucking Davies.
Woodruff and the Brewers.
Fucking Davies, dude. Shoot him with a paintball.
Yelich go. Just got activated. I don't know if he's playing Woo! Tonight, but that'd be a big boost for the Brewers. They're minus 154 first five money line. I like that here with Woodruff with a 1.64 ERA.
Yeah, he's been stuck.
Hasn't given up more than two in a start.
Yep.
And then I'm going back to Cleveland, even though they burned me last night. They burned me last night.
Paul Wainos, please.
I mean, Plesac, his last three, 21 and two-thirds, two earned runs. They're getting plus a half. I'm taking that. And the other one that I also took plus a half, and I am going to take money line, or I would take money line. I'm taking the Astros. Oh, I don't love it, but Manaea got lit up last time. Javier had a couple bad starts, but he bounced back last time, seven innings, three earned. So I'll take the Astros
there. Mitt, what's that yellow shirt Stooge doing back here?
We just fished the camera again.
Oh, no.
Done. Thank you, Mitt. Thank you, Foxy. Not for earlier, but for that. you taking the Sid boost?
Have to take Sid boost. If they're going to win, they're not going to do it without Sid scoring. What did it actually get boosted to? Where's it at?
Plus
Sid score and the Pens to win the game. Plus 230 is now plus 300.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Aaron, you like dingers?
You got a dingy boost?
You like money?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, the home run versus Texas. He is on quite a little hot streak.
He is on fire. So this is what happens. Stanton cools off. Judge heats up. If they can ever both get hot at the same time, it will be massive problems for the rest
of the Man, we got a 3x2 tonight.
I love my 3x2s. Let's go. Who is it?
Boston and Washington.
I'm probably going to take it.
Here's one that I know you want. LaMelo Ball will score 20 points and make two threes versus Indiana. They don't even have to win.
And they're going to win money line. So are the Wizards. Dogs are barking in the NBA tonight. Tony, let's go. A
couple windmill dunks, too.
17 wish. Windmill dunks.
17 windmills.
Is he going to have time for two threes?
Might run out of time.
35 assists and 17 windmill dunks. I don't know if he's going to have time for fucking two threes. We can't thank you guys enough.
Tomorrow. Let's blow some bubbles.
West Ham
money line against West Brom. West Ham needs a win to kind of stay in six. They want to stay in that top six.
Yep.
It's minus 150, but West Brom, they gave Liverpool all they could handle, but they're relegated. West Ham should get the W here.
I'm forever blowing bubbles. Pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, they reach the sky, and like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding, I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. United!
United!
All right.
Come on, West Ham. Finish the season off. You had a good year. Bury West Brom tomorrow.
You know, I studied abroad in West Ham.
You did?
Yeah, that's how I know the song.
Duquesne send you there?
Yeah. Sweet. Fucking study abroad program.
Nice.
I'm in. Come on, you Hammers.
Need it.
I was part of the GSC first season.
Let's go.
What?
That song stunk, by the way.
What are you talking
shitting
about?
Me, dude.
It's not money, money. That's all I know.
That is a banger.
Money, money. Again, thank you guys enough for watching, listening, participating. Rollovers at $500 tonight.
Let's go.
What's up, camera?
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro? Hammer down on Twitter and Instagram. Merch line, it's coming soon.
How soon? House.
I've been waiting, dude.
It's with House, our, what? It's with our merch department.
Oh, the MD.
Merch department. The graphics department says the ticker's coming Monday.
GD.
Let's go. And then you, I just got an email. You have to go see HR after the show. So.
Thought it was HR.
Nah, not for this incident. See you guys tomorrow, 4 o'clock. We got some previews for golf's second major championship of the year. See you tomorrow. Hammer.
Dad.